So here's a thought about Game of Thrones. And of course, a spoiler alert, if you're not current with Game of Thrones as of Wednesday, May 15th, 2019, well, enter at your own risk. The thing about, and this is a very simple idea, the ground that Game of Thrones has broken, other than just incredible attention to detail in the production and a sense of grandiosity that is like nothing ever done before, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's anyway. So the thing about Game of Thrones is that it just fucks with you, and they've been doing that ever since season one. You go along all through season one, you think, the main character is Ned Stark. This is the show about Ned Stark. And of course, the end of season one, they kill Ned Stark. And it's just been one thing after another, just like that, where you just don't feel like the ground you're walking on is solid at all. And you could just never, and then they sort of throw these curveballs at you because they have such terrible writing that they put out a few mediocre shows, and you think, well, these guys just. There's no point. I'm just going to go through the motions, and I'm not expecting anything to happen. And they just lower your expectations all the way down to the floor, and then it's all like, bleh, we just want to do this, and so that's what we're going to do. And people get very angry about this because it's like, I don't know. It's like every time Trump does something crazy, people go, "What? Trump's doing something crazy. Look, everybody." So you go, "Yeah, that's right." Well, why are you surprised? Other than, I guess there's a rush that you get, and that's the same with Game of Thrones. And of course, Game of Thrones, it's a story, it's harmless, the acting is phenomenal. I mean, if it were less phenomenal, you would just like, you'd start snickering. So it just has to be right on, because what they're doing is so ridiculously schmaltzy almost all the time that it's like, when it's bad writing, when the writing is bad, you're in, like you're in Disneyland. It's where we, it's just like Hallmark. It's like a bad Pixar movie. There are some bad Pixar movies, just have to say, some great Pixar movies, of course, but a bad Pixar movie, is there anything like lower than that? Because it had the potential to be great. The same thing's true with Game of Thrones. It's like sometimes they just floor you, and they've left all these loose ends at this point. And I have a very dear friend of mine who is working her way through season one. She's in season two, I think, now. And so I just think that we don't know anything more about how the show's going to end than she does. I mean, seriously, I mean, I just got to think Brandon's coming back. And he sent those ravens off in the Battle of Winterfell episode, and we've seen nothing of him since. And I guess two full episodes, is that right? Without Brandon at all? So, or the Three-Eyed Raven. That can't be it. I mean, maybe it is. It could be. Or, that is the ultimate greatness of this show, is they just fuck with you. Just remember that. That's like the tagline for the show. Game of Thrones, we fuck with you, period. And that's it. That's all you need to know. Okay, thanks very much. Bye-bye.